At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss how Big Dick is out, our thoughts on the results of the Sasha Colby meet and greet season of Drag Race, the newly engaged Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi, and the first look at the new Wicked movie. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Is this thing on?
testing.
Me as a ball surgeon.
Why not as just that doctor who gives men physicals?
Oh, you know what? The duplicity of men. We can be both.
You can have more than one. If Grey's Anatomy's taught me anything, it's you can have more than one area of specialty.
Yeah. I surgical the balls and I feel the balls.
So you know when you get a physical as a lad?
Yeah.
And they all make you cough?
Yeah.
How many like teenage boys?
Are what kind of cough? Hernia? What kind of cough do you do? Do you do a little bit of like?
I'm just curious. If it's like for a hernia check, like, is that even a thing?
Yes.
Do kids even get that?
Yes. You, what kind of cough? You go. You do not say. You say.
I say.
I give them a real bronchitis cough.
A deep low cough.
No. I just, you know, I'm just joshing.
Do you think?
I'm just joshing for the pod.
Do girls have to cough at their physical?
I don't know. Well, they can, I'm sure. I don't think they say don't cough. Maybe. I think they. Well, what are they doing when you're coughing? So they're holding it to see to make sure it jumps a bit.
I don't know. I'm just really starting to wonder if that's even necessary or if it's just
necessary.
Creepy. Yeah. I think it's more necessary.
Well, if there's any ball surgeons or if anybody out there's like me, a ball surgeon slash
physical giver.
We call ourselves multi-hyphenates in the industry.
Okay.
If anybody's out there and wants to chime in, feel free.
Cough at us on Twitter.
Ooh, cough your answer at us in Morse code. You could cough in Morse code to your... I keep saying ball... What is the word we're looking for? A physicaliter.
A what?
A physical facilitator. A doctor.
Okay. Yeah, a physician.
A physician.
Is that the word you were looking for this whole time?
A physicalitor.
I too am a physicalitor.
Okay, so if anybody is a physicalitor out there and is like handling balls galore, let us know. You know what, men? You should be checking. You should be, men and people with balls, you should be checking your balls. And people with breast tissue, including... And people who don't identify as women, all people with breast tissue should be checking their breast tissues.
Hell yeah.
And that's enough activism for today. On to the pressing topics.
Speaking of penises.
Sure, take me there.
Did you hear what Pete Davidson said?
Oh, what? That he's got a big, massive dong.
You know how word on the street.
Yeah, he's like, and the way he talks about it is like he's from New Jersey. He's all like, my massive schlong.
No.
Yes. Have you not seen videos?
That sounds like Monsters, Inc. person.
My massive schlong.
So Pete Davidson said last week about his penis. He said, it's really not that special. It's a very normal sized penis. It's not too big or too small. It's big enough to enjoy, but not big enough for it to hurt, is what I was
told. He's backpedaling because you know what? We're reaching a moment. You know how boobs, big boobs are in and then they're out, and then big ass is in and then it's out?
I heard.
Big dick is out, baby. Big dick is out.
I heard everyone in New York is taking out their BBLs.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
They're big ballastic lady bumps.
They're big bold Latisse.
Latisse? Oh.
You don't know what a BBL is?
A Brazilian butt lift. What do I look? New?
Okay. I did hear that. I saw an article that said, I don't know why it was just women in New York.
Well, you know what this is? It's fabricated. Desirability and attainability and
small ass propaganda.
And once something is unachievable and unattainable, it is something that the celebrities will want to spend money on because they have access to it. And then once it starts becoming accessible to the gen pop, then they take it out of their ass and look who's left with the BBL.
If you can afford to put in a BBL, you should be able to afford to take one out.
I've always said that. I have always said it.
Would you rather have a fat ass?
Hey, let me stop you right there. I already have both. A fat ass, Corey.
When are you getting your calf implants?
I need to. Does anybody have a good BBL remover out there?
Maybe we should open our own.
I need to get mine out. I'm feeling my cheeks are crowded.
I think your hole would be crowded.
It's giving squirrel storing nuts. Hey, did you see that squirrel try it? Okay, first of all, the tweet was like, check out this squirrel trying an almond for the first time.
And then, how do they know?
And then somebody quote tweeted it and said, did he tell you it was his first almond? I thought this
very
is Corey.
That is exactly what I'm wondering.
Well, he tried the almond, and then there was a 10-second pause, and then he took...
Kombucha squirrel?
And then he took like 15 other almonds from the person's hand and stuffed them down his throat. He realized, I need all the almonds.
So it was kombucha squirrel.
Yes. Anyway, so that's what my ass is kind of like. A squirrel's cheeks stuffed to the brim with almonds.
I love that for your ass.
Lumpy. Okay, wait.
We're
not going to go down that route. I need to go back to Pete Davidson. Is that his name?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So what? He's backpedaling on his big dick propaganda. He spent all this time disseminating the information that he's got this big, massive daddy dong.
I don't think he pushed that narrative. I think Ariana Grande started it.
So now we're victim blaming. Oh, so now we're woman shaming. Oh, right.
Well, if we're in the business of
did you just
shaming,
woof?
Woof.
He said,
"Well, if
wolf."
I said, "Well, if." I said, "Well,
was
if."
There an apostrophe?
Well, if we're woman shaming,
mm-hmm.
I've just had some experiences with straight girls in my life telling me about a big penis that they saw, and then it turned out to not be that big.
Okay, well, let's
so
just.
What do women know?
They know a lot. Let me defend them.
So maybe Ariana Grande has little hands and it looked big to her.
Well, you know what? There's also this factor that people do not take into consideration. It's not the size of the wave. It's the motion of the ocean.
Well, I've said that all along.
So maybe Pete Davidson just knows how to throw it down.
He knows how to lay pipe.
Lay the pipe. Yes. Yes. Crank it. What do you do with pipes?
You dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop
yes.
it.
Check on this pipe tonight.
I think you twist it, pull it, bop
it.
It
is giving bop flick, it.
Flick it.
Okay, so now he's backpedaling and saying it's not that big. It's actually, he's Goldilocksing it. He's saying it's actually just perfect.
Yes. It's just the right size. He said, I won't break your chair. Oh. Isn't that what happened?
My pelvic floor?
What happens in Goldilocks? It's the porridge is too hot.
First of all, what is porridge? Is porridge oatmeal? Or was it a rebrand? Yes.
It's, I don't know why. Yeah, I think it's slop on Big Brother.
Quaker.
So anyways, he said, it's not too big that it's going to hurt you. So that makes it sound to me like he got feedback that was all...
This hurts.
Get those nuts out of my face.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. No matter the size of the dick, it shouldn't hurt you. You should really... If there is ever pain involved, then A, it shouldn't be happening. unless you like the pain. but in general, like, if somebody's dick... is painful, then they are not preparing the situation to receive that dick. Like they need to be lubricating. They need to be what's that called? Pre-gaming, but with sex.
Fluffing?
No, like
dushing?
No, like foreplay. They need to be, yeah. Getting that getting that bleep. You better get that bleep begging for it, you know.
Oh yeah.
And if it hurts off the bat, then they have no finesse.
Who are you giving advice to right now?
The people.
Hey, I heard, speaking of...
Hey, so you know how you can get your BBL out? Can you get your dick extension out?
Lord knows they run ads for that on, like, porn sites. They're all, buy this pump, boy.
Is there a reverse pump,
boy? A deflation, boy. Oh.
Hey, also, those people that get, like, 2 inches added to their thighs...
How do you do that?
They break your thighs...
No.
They rearrange your bones a bit, add a little something or something, and then...
Chicken cutlets.
And then you heal, and you're like 2 inches taller.
Oh, that's not thighs, is it? That's like your lower leg.
No, that's your thighs. Anyway, can you do that with the dick? There's no bone in a dick.
Oh my God, there's not?
I don't... Do you?
One of my good... girlfriends in high school was all, just because it's called a boner doesn't mean there's a bone in there, and she thought she was breaking news to me. I said, oh baby.
I mean, it is mysterious how it goes from that to that.
Blood.
I know.
Aren't you the ball doctor? You tell me how it gets there.
If you were a vampire sucking dick, would that not be tempting?
It's like
your favorite treat in a balloon in your mouth. Don't you want just a little?
Why is there a balloon in
your
mouth?
Well, like that's the skin holding the blood in. It's kind of like what a dick is. It's like a vampire giving head. Sorry.
You're right. They do call your dick the blood balloon.
I hope it doesn't pop.
Hey, I heard Grindr. Are you familiar with the app?
I've heard of it, yeah.
I heard they were experimenting with making it so you can't screenshot messages.
Thank God, because finally, terrible gays without a personality who rely on harassing people on Grindr and posting screenshots for any attention in their life will find something else to do.
That was the reaction I was hoping you'd have, because that was also my reaction
like,
when I saw it.
I have never seen anybody create content out of their dating life or hookup life, whether it's Tinder or Grindr or in Hinge or whatever. And this is not just the gays. This is everybody involved. And have it not look like they're an asshole. Almost always, they are... telling on themselves. And yeah. When I see people bragging about like matches that they get, I saw somebody, oh girl, I need to discuss.
Let's hear it.
I saw a gay on my For You page being like, okay, everyone, fingers crossed. And he had swiped yes on a YouTuber that we both know. on Tinder. Do I say okay. who? I don't know if it was a real account or if it's like really their. Should we get them on the line? But I was thinking sure. if I were to see somebody like having a full blown screenshot conversation about trying to match with me on a dating app, it would be a no for me. I would
just slide into their DMs, I guess, if you want it that badly.
I would, but imagine you're like, oh, I'm trying to date, and then somebody's creating content out of our conversations.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a stressor.
It's like, girl, you fumbled the bag. You deserve to be single.
I think all the dating apps should block messages and screenshots and
block messages. No communicating.
No, like screenshot of messages.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? What's stopping somebody from like taking a picture of the? I mean, one more level of privacy is good. I should not catastrophize. But yeah, you're right.
So you're in.
Auf Wiedersehen. Yes.
Hey.
What?
What do you think about Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner dating?
I don't think about that. I don't think about that. How dare you act like I should?
Hey.
No, wait, I'm not done talking about it. I'm not done talking about it. Are you going to say Millie Bobby Brown engaged?
Not Billy.
I didn't say Billy.
You said
Maleficent Bobbled Brown.
You said wool. Well, if Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown engaged. It feels like just yesterday we were
Bullying the child.
And they grow up so fast. Good for her. I think she's engaged to now I'm going based solely on my very fuzzy memory. I think it's an heir to the 7-Eleven throne, but let me click it and let me see what the truth is.
How come no 7-Eleven heirs
are trying to date you?
Are trying to wife me up?
Well, look at you and look at her.
What?
Get it together, girl. Get it together. let me see. Millie Bobby Brown engaged to who?
Whoops.
Jake Bongiovi. Bongiovi.
His last name's Bon Jovi?
Bongiovi. Maybe. Bongiovi. Oh, yeah. You're the son of John Bon Jovi.
No.
Now, how is it?
You're lying.
How is his name?
Now you're lying.
How is his name Bon Jovi, but he is John Bon Jovi? I'm not joking. Jake Bongiovi.
How do you spell his last name?
Bong. Bongiovi. Bongiovi.
That's not how you spell Bon Jovi.
I know that.
What about Feeling Giovanni?
No. Wait, so like who is this boy? Is he really John Bon Jovi? His brother?
No.
Son? John Play Bon cousin. Jovi son. Jacob? Jake? Yes! Yes! Millie Bobby Brown. Flashes huge ring after surprise proposal from John Bon Jovi's son.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, check mirror.co.uk/3am/celebrity-news/Millie-Bobby-Brown-flashes-huge-297078891. There's the URL. Yes, the couple is doing that. Yes.
Wait.
I didn't lie.
The son of singer John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and his name is last name is Bon Jovi.
Is that why John Bon Jovi changed his name? Because no one could pronounce Bon Jovi?
Oh my God. His real last, John Bon Jovi, his real name is John with an H. He got rid of the H for his stage name. Okay.
Listen, I am on his Wikipedia.
John Francis Bongiovanni. Well, this is why he changed his name, because I can't pronounce it until it's Bon Jovi. But is that how you say it? Bon Jovi. John Francis Bon Jovi Jr.
Well, I'm on John Bon Jovi's Wikipedia page, and right at the top it says, if you're looking for John Bon Jovi's cousin, see Tony Bon Jovi.
Well, were you?
I wasn't looking for Bon Jovi's cousin.
John Bon Jovi is now Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law.
Dad.
Lots wow. is going. You know what? This is why the people need us. This is why they need us to be covering the news, because I don't think they would have put two and two together on this one. You people.
Where does the 7-Eleven heresy come in?
I just knew that he was the son of somebody. And so like that was kind of where my thought process went.
What's his name? Jake?
Jake.
Well, this seems Millie Bobby Brown has been wanting to launch a music career, so this seems...
Whoa.
This seems like she is...
You went from bullying a child to bullying an adult.
A teenager.
A tween. She's 19.
Yeah, that's... When I found out she was engaged, it's because she's 19 was trending on Twitter.
Her frontal lobe isn't even started.
She still has her soft spot.
You know what?
But so do I.
Yeah, I was
so
going to say. I think good for everyone involved is my official stance. How old is Jacob Hurley Bon Jovi? 20. He's 20.
Now, what about Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner?
Good for everyone involved, I guess.
I root for love. I saw a tweet yesterday that says, Timothy Chalamet looks like the main one from Bug's Life.
I don't even know what that means. The main one? The main ant? No, he doesn't.
Yes. What's the Bug's Life?
Millie Bobby Bon Jovi? Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. Wait, Timothy Chalamet does look like the main one from A Bug's Life.
You're wrong. You're thinking ants with a Z.
No, I'm thinking A Bug's Life.
First of all, Kylie Jenner looks like the ant from A Bug's Life. More than Timothy.
Hold on. I am sending you a picture.
I wait with bated breath. Hello, let's go. Oh, there she is. Let's see.
Timothy Chalamet looks like the main one in A Bug's
No,
Life.
He doesn't. And it's okay to be wrong. It's okay, Corey. It's okay.
Hey, I have an important question for you.
I'm not done with Timothy and Kylie.
Okay.
Is it real? Is it real?
Is it real love?
Is it real love?
I don't know. You had things to say. I'm waiting to listen.
I'm just so nervous for them. I hope they can make it work.
Really?
if Timothy and Kylie can't make it, then what? Then love isn't real. You know when people say that when their like favorite celebrity couples get divorced, they're like, oh, love really isn't real.
Do you have one?
Yes, Timothy and Kylie. Yes.
Mine's Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Isn't he?
You're thinking of Kenny Chesney.
Isn't he? No, I'm not.
Hey, didn't you have a TikTok monologue to read to me in this episode?
TikTok monologue to read to Corey Cool. No. I don't think so.
It had to do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
It had to do with a daytime talk show host and a historical event.
9/11? What? I honestly don't know what you're talking about. What is it? Come on.
Okay, moving on.
No, come on. What was it?
Yes, it was about... You sent me that video that said... 9/11 is the reason Ellen got canceled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't really have anything to say about it. What's there to say? What's there to say?
It said because 9/11 happened, a whole chain of events unfolded.
Sounded
and
out.
prevented Ellen from having her 20th talk show season.
Well, what had happened was, do you really want me to take you down the...
I could probably tell it faster than you.
Could you?
No, but we could also talk about RuPaul's Build-A-Bear.
No. So what had happened was 9/11. Okay.
Yeah. 9/11 happened, and then the guy from My Chemical Romance became a musician because of 9/11.
Okay, yes.
And then he wrote songs, and
which inspired this woman
to write songs about Edward Cullen, and then another woman
made fan fiction about
Edward Cullen
fan fiction, which got turned into 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
Which cast that one woman.
I was going to say Dakota Johnson.
She had a birthday party and Ellen didn't come. But then the next year she had a birthday party and Ellen didn't come. And Ellen was like, oh, I didn't get.
But she was invited.
But Ellen said, I didn't get invited. And she said, yeah, you did get invited. But the way that she said it on Ellen was like a little bit like, well, why didn't she go? Which sparked everyone to look into it. And everyone found out that she was hanging with George W. Bush at a baseball game, which brings us back to 9/11. But
yeah, but what it really did was it spurred an investigation into Ellen's bad behavior on set.
So 9/11, ergo.
So then RuPaul teamed up with Build-A-Bear to have this very own exclusive RuPaul bear.
Okay.
And the description online says cover bear.
Ooh.
Put that fur in your walk. Mm. Head to paw, let your whole body talk. And then it says, she done already done had hers, and now you can have yours with your very own RuPaul Build-A-Bear. Two iconic pop culture institutions join forces for this one-of-a-kind collector's item made in tribute of the world's most famous drag queen. Category is teddy bear realness, with RuPaul Bear's signature wig and gold sequin dress included. While this isn't RuPaul's best friend's race, RuPaul Bear is still sure to become your best new squirrel friend and TV watching partner bear.
Well, thank God.
This item cannot be purchased unstuffed, and a scent cannot be added. Did you know you could add scents to Build-A-Bears?
Like what? Have you seen those candles that are like freedom? And they smell like turf?
No, I haven't.
I love America.
I bought a candle on Amazon and it came broken and I complained and they said, keep the candle, we'll give you your money back. And I said, what am I supposed to do with this broken candle?
I think you could figure it out, you dumb bitch. Like, get a mini little candle and put it underneath.
What am I supposed to do? Melt it down and remold it?
Grow up. Find a solution, Corey.
All I wanted was my house to smell like Christmas all year long.
Did you see those first looks of Wicked? The first look.
Jesus Christ.
What?
If I had to see people wet for that blurry ass, dimly lit, dark bitch photo.
Who was wet?
Everyone on Twitter.
No, everyone was like, please, we're begging you, light this movie.
Why are we excited? They already told us that they purposely made this movie into two movies for no fucking reason.
You know what? I'm going to be real with you. I don't mind.
You're happy?
I don't mind.
No. It's like when they turn like the Hunger Games, like the fourth book is two movies and then it just makes for one shitty movie.
I would much rather have
two half good movies.
Two movie experience. Then sit through a 3.5-hour movie.
No. No. Okay. Coming from someone who says their favorite movie is Avatar.
I saw the second one. It was not good. That is so sad.
Coming from someone who loved to change the VHS in Titanic.
I just saw 9 to 5. That shit was crazy.
Okay. Well, we're not done talking about how I think
Wicked should Have be you seen 9 to 5?
I think I saw it once.
Well, it's like it really spirals out of control. There's murder.
Well, they just murdered the bumbling doctor.
Dolly Parton.
She murdered someone?
Well, you'll have to watch it. It's complicated. What?
I don't think I will. Mm.
Well, I am excited for the Wicked movie, and I think everyone's going to be great.
Do you have 2 minutes to share your thoughts on the Drag Race finale?
Yeah, I loved the winner. I thought they had a huge uphill battle to prove to me via editing that anybody else stood a chance. And from day one of the cast reveal, and I don't know if they ever achieved it. Not for 1 second of the entire season did I not think that the winner was going to be the winner. Like, everyone else getting a win here or there was sweet and sometimes deserved, but like as the season could be observed, it for me it was this winner's season from the jump, and it never wasn't.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'll rate it too. Like, I think she's a very deserving winner. I'm happy she won. It falls into the category of like predictable seasons for me. It's kind of like on Bianca Del Rio's season, you kind of felt like she was going to win the whole time. On Bob's The Drag Queen season, you kind of felt like she was going to win the whole time. So, I don't know. It won't finish out in like my top five favorite seasons I've ever watched, but I think a very deserving winner. And I was happy for her.
Yeah, and all of the finalists we will absolutely be seeing again. Like, I can see... Can we just say names? There's spoilers here on out. There we go.
Bitch, it's been more than 24 hours. Yeah, so there's like no such thing.
Sasha, of course, we're gonna see on an all-winner season, and that's gonna be epic. Lux and Mistress, I could see on either All-Stars.
UK versus the World.
I could
World
see
three.
Them on any versus the World. Honestly, like the energy that both of them bring is the type of energy that usually a US queen on a versus the World season is like, you know, expected to bring, because other franchises like do not have the same American tenacity and energy. And I think so they're kind of perfect for that. And then we, of course, are going to see like Anitra anytime that there is a lip sync assassin experience on any franchise.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We're going to see Lucy versus... Lux on an All-Stars. Like, why wouldn't they have them come back and rehash it? Like, all of it makes sense for more drama and TV.
I wasn't searching this out. It was tweeted to my timeline. I saw someone got a cameo from Mistress over the weekend for their birthday.
I know who you're talking about, and I saw it on an Instagram story, and then I saw you replying to the tweet. Go.
What? She's still talking about Lucy even in her cameos?
I will say
needs to get a restraining order.
I will say that I didn't notice it until you said it to me, but Mistress's final line on the season was shading
was
Lucy DeLuca. Move over, let loose. It's time for delusion. Yeah.
Lucy lives rent free in her mind. Even at the reunion.
Okay, but let's also, can we talk about the finale songs? Did you like them? Do you like the original songs?
Yes. I think we said this last year. Like, I want to text Leland and get all the dirt, but I don't know, like, if he, I don't know if that's like breaking the rules, but I just would love to know
the extent of their involvement.
Yeah, like I like if he kind of like gets a theme or an idea from them and they kind of work on lyrics together, if it's something he writes all by himself. I'm sure it's something he like composes and like does all that.
Well, I saw that.
But yeah, Vincent, I just would love to hear how.
I saw that Vincent was the vocalist for Lux's song.
Yep.
So there's like a lot of components that go into it. I mean, I never once on this season did we get a live vocal performance from anyone. Is that except for Lucy? But like, I don't like it when I don't know. I like it when the Rusicals have live vocals. What is that wrong? Or like, or that they like actually sing their like parts.
I don't think that's. If that was, no, it's not wrong. It's right. Because if we didn't have live vocals, we wouldn't have the best Rusical of all time.
I gotta check out my
sleep.
Yeah.
No, you didn't see it coming.
Did you think that the two that advanced to past the solo performances, do you think those were the correct two? Like Sasha was an obvious yes.
It's tough. I saw a lot of commentary online about thinking Lux should have been in the top two with Sasha.
I liked Lux's song.
I did too. And I thought they all like performed well. I just truly think they wanted it to be like the most... I thought the best way for them to have like a who might win moment, it was to put Anitra versus Sasha.
Yeah.
Is how I feel.
Yes.
IDK.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really sad. Like when that final lip sync was over, I was just like smiling, watching Anitra and being like, it is so fun to watch her. I mean, it's fun to watch both of them perform, but I just got so much joy out of watching Anitra perform this season and lip sync. And maybe it's because we got to see Anitra lip sync more times than we got to see Sasha this season. But it was like, I don't know, when it was all said and done and they were both like standing up to be crowned, I was like, wow, what two incredible performers. That's the kind of like drag I think was like the first kind of drag I witnessed, was people who kind of performed and danced like that. So I always like anyone who can perform a lip sync number.
Yeah, I also loved the idea of the final two standing were the two that everyone didn't want to go up against in the in the Lollapalooza. Like it really came down to in the last performance the two that everyone else was afraid of, and so like that's what it should be. Like everyone thought they were the biggest competition, and proof in the pudding.
Yeah, I don't know. I was happy. Like I said, I loved those two. They were, I was hoping one of them was going to win when it was all said and done. So when they announced they were the final two, I was like, I'm happy no matter the outcome.
Yes. And then Miss Congeniality, congratulations to Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. Who did you think would win?
I mean, it's voted.
It's voted between the cast. So you don't, like, we'll never know unless it's really, like, obvious in the edit.
I had no idea, and I do wonder, too, like, when they collect those votes and, like, if people are all, well, I'm going to vote for this person, so you should, too, very, like, Survivor.
I did see people on Twitter, multiple contestants from this season, saying that Malaysia Baby Doll Fox, who was the Miss Congeniality winner, was somebody that would always reach out to everyone in the cast anytime, like they may have thought like, oh, this might be a challenging episode for them on the internet, or they might be going through something with people online. Like Malaysia was the first to reply to, or I mean, to like come to reach out to everyone in the cast. So like that, I mean, that is what That's should cute. Be voted Miss Congeniality. That's yeah. like the person who's there for
That's
everyone.
That's kind.
Yes. I thought good season. I enjoyed it. On to the next.
I mean, I'm sure All Stars 8 cast is dropping next week, so
Jesus. The Drag Race Industrial Complex continues. Hey, but also yeah. I loved the aspects of the finale that were about queer culture or about recognizing mm-hmm. members of our community, or I loved that it was a fundraiser for the ACLU Drag Defense Fund. I loved Jinx's performance. I loved them showing like dreams come true because of Drag Race, and we need to defend drag so that like queer people can have the opportunity to have their dreams come true.
I mean, you said it a couple weeks ago, I think. I thought you said it in an episode, but maybe you just said it when you and I were talking about feeling like they were having Sasha go through this so that Rue can eventually hand over.
Well, that's what people were thinking. I don't think I think that, but
Oh, well, I thought it was it. That's like twice now they made very big moments of like Sasha being like, I would like to host something. Like they did it, I think it was in the Final Four episode, and then they did it at the finale too. So I'm like, oh, they are really pushing this narrative. So watch her to get handed over a franchise.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think for all the people think that, I don't think she's going to ever get handed over. Like, I think she earned this win. She was not handed it. Yeah, she earned it. She showed up in like...
I didn't mean it like that.
No, I know. But like, I think... when people are like, oh, it was hers, she was going to win it the whole season. Yeah, well, she fucking like killed the competition. She did every single, she did every single thing to the extent that she could have won more of the challenges. And she never faltered. All of her looks were major. Like, she earned that win, I think.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
All my redneck women.
Is that me?
You know Gretchen Wilson?
No. Who? Who?
She's got that song that's all, because I'm a redneck woman.
Honey.
I ain't no high class broad.
Honey.
Oh, honey. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me. Hey, this Thursday, we're having a 420 party on Twitch.
Wow.
And it's starting at 1 p.m. Pacific, so we will be celebrating East Coast 420. Then Central 420. Then Mountain 420. Then West Coast 420. And 100% of the proceeds from the stream are going to the Last Prisoner Project, which is an organization that helps rehabilitate and empower those who have been imprisoned for weed-related crimes while people are profiting off weed industries currently today. So if you want to come be a part of it, you're more than welcome. That's this Thursday starting at 1 p.m. Pacific. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me watching The Bug's Life.
busy girl. Hey, actually on Thursday we're having a weed related a 420 party in Animal Crossing if you want to join at the party.
Whoa.
I don't know if you're available.
Well, I might get a haircut on Thursday.
Right.
And I have a friend in town visiting. I'm supposed to get dinner with.
Right. No, yeah, we were actually full. We actually didn't have room
text
on our island for you, so I was chill.
Wow. Which island, old or new?
Not even mine.
Oh, wow. Fake.
Yeah.
All right. Gotta go.
Okay, bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.